It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 9th, 2014. Today is the birthday of Colonel Harlan Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken fame, born near Henryville, Indiana in 1890. He lost his father to a sudden illness before he was 6 years old. When his mother found work in the local tomato cannery, Harlan, the oldest of three children, was required to look after and cook for his little brother and sister. By the age of 10, he had mastered more than 24 dishes, including fried chicken. His mother remarried when he was 12, and he and his stepfather did not get along. The following year, he quit school and left home. He found a variety of jobs, including painting horse carriages in Indianapolis and working as a streetcar conductor in New Albany. He lied about his age and enlisted in the Army. After that, he worked for the Southern Railroad in Alabama. He married at 19, moved to Tennessee, and studied law by correspondence at night. Fired from his railroad job after getting into a fight with a coworker, he practiced law in Little Rock, Arkansas, but that ended after a brawl in the courtroom with his own client. In the years that followed, Sanders experienced a string of business failures. He sold insurance, but was fired for insubordination. He started a ferry boat company at Louisville, and made enough money to start another business, which soon failed. He moved to Winchester and sold tires, but lost his job when his company cut production. He opened a service station for Standard Oil in Nicholasville in 1924, but it closed in 1930 at the start of the Great Depression. Shell Oil then offered him a station in Corbin, rent-free in exchange for a percentage of his sales. He jumped at it, and was soon augmenting his income by cooking tasty meals which he served to customers on the kitchen table in his living quarters. Within a few years, his local popularity attracted national attention when food critic Duncan Hines gave him a favorable review. Shortly afterward, he had perfected his secret spice blend and the pressure cooking process for his chicken and appeared to be on the verge of a business bonanza. But then came the war, with gas rationing. The tourist trade dried up, and so did the Colonel's chicken business. After the war, Sanders resumed operations, and by 1952 he had decided to sell franchises to make his chicken available to a much bigger market. The first franchise was sold to a restaurant owner in Utah, where a sign painter coined the name Kentucky Fried Chicken. Soon, the Colonel's finger-lickin'-good chicken would be available just about everywhere. Today, there are more than 18,000 outlets in 82 countries, and some 2 billion, yes, that's billion, servings are dished up every year. Although Sanders sold his interest in the company for $2 million in 1964, he remained its chief spokesman and traveling ambassador. Well into his 80s, he still logged more than 250,000 miles a year promoting his product. The Colonel died in Louisville on December 16, 1980, at the age of 90, one of the most recognized celebrities in the world and an enduring symbol of America's entrepreneurial spirit. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 9, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.